Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting second, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Kravick. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is out, Dejesu applying the tag. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is hit by the pitch. Tavares moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dejesu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dejesu hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. Two outs. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. One out. Jody Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynch strikes out. 2 outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is out, DeJesus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Kravick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kravick hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tavares strikes out. 1 out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive beyond third. Reitz can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wrights is 0-for-1 in the game. Wrights hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Youngblood moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards left. Henderson catches it and throws to second to double up Youngblood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Caudill strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeJesus moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lynch spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lynch. DeJesus moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lynch. DeJesus scores. Henderson moves to third. Buckner moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds is walked intentionally. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets won. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Alex Trevino pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Doug Coppola now pitching. Lee Mozzilli pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brooks moves to third. Trevino moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Mozzilli reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. Trevino scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Lee Smith now pitching. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mozzilli moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a fly ball towards left field. Henderson fields the ball and throws to home. Davis drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Davis. Mozzilli tags and scores. Wilson tags and moves to third. Tavares tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kingman is walked intentionally. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Alex Trevino now playing second base. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Ty Waller pinch runs for Ken Reitz. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns throws to Tavares, and they have Davis in a rundown. The throw to Brooks, who applies the tag, and Davis is out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum pinch hits for Lee Smith. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lum hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Ty Waller now playing third base. Mike Lum now playing left field. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Dillard covering, for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Terry Leach. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trevino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Waller strikes out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Valentine reaches third base with a triple. Kingman scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine scores. It's 6-4, Mets. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Ty Waller now playing second base. Hector Cruz now playing third base. Jerry Morales now playing right field. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Brooks moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Mets. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Eastwick fields it and throws to first for the out. Trevino moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wilson is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavares for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dejesu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dejesu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trevino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.